Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
All right, so tonight, through the Salvation Army and the Preds, Rock the Red Kettle concert. It actually starts at 5. Our good friend Jeff Jarrett is going to be the host of that event. Big and Rich are going to be a part of that event. Preds doing great things in the community, certainly around the holidays. We bring in the general manager of the Nashville Predators, David Poyle, into the program here on the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Mr. Poyle, how are you this afternoon?
I am good, and thank you for mentioning the stuff that Preds are doing in the community. Very proud of what our organization does, you know, not only the stuff that we do on the ice, but off the ice. I'm really proud of the players and all of our staff for doing that. So please come out early tonight and support the Salvation Army.
So the team is certainly successful. The Coyotes are on the docket for tonight, dealing with some injuries. We will talk about that. One question that I like to ask executives that are successful is it harder to get there or to actually maintain once there are expectations for the franchise? Now people in Nashville expect the Predators to win now that you've reached a certain level. How hard is it to maintain where you are in terms of the NHL after finding this much success?
Well, let me kind of answer it backwards. When you're striving to get there, it's there's no easy days, and it's like you're trying to do different things and hope that you can get to that next level. When you're there, it's far more enjoyable for all of us. Your confidence that you have, the belief that you have, you know, not only within the team but in your organization, and I think it's fair to say with your fans. I like it when you have high expectations. I like it when, you know, we're in a competitive situation and that we feel that we have a chance to win every night. I think there are more challenges, and I guess there's more pressure that comes with that. I feel that we, when the NHL, you know, you play 82 game schedule, you have, you know, different levels of, readiness, so to speak, and to play a game. I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, sometimes you're very fresh because you haven't played for a couple of days. Sometimes you're tired because you played 3 games in 4 nights, et cetera, et cetera. But I truly believe in the last, you know, couple of years, and especially after getting the Stanley Cup Finals, that we pretty well get everybody's A game when they play the Predators. So to me, it just makes you better, prepares you to be better, and makes it every bit more challenging to be a team that can possibly win the Stanley Cup.
How are the health questions coming along? When do you think we're going to see PK?
No, I don't know. It's I want to say it's not going to be too long, but it's probably been a little bit longer than we had hoped for. It's the, you know, the injuries that we have with RV, PK, and Kyle Turris right now are you know, going to take some time. I can't honestly put a date on it. But it's going to be a while. So, you know, we're going to have to, and we are adjusting without them. The lines, what we'd like to have and what they are today are all totally, totally, totally different. And, you know, we got to stay positive that we keep saying we have good depth. So we got to, you know, walk the walk here and believe that. And again, it gives different people, more opportunity than before. I think we saw that, at least I did in the last game where Kevin Fiala played, in my mind, his best game of the year. He scored a goal, and probably, if he had any luck, he would have had 2 or 3 goals. So, you know, again, Kevin, who's kind of had a slow start, at least, you know, offensively in comparison to where he left off last year, you know, maybe with RV being out, maybe we can get Kevin, you know, scoring at a higher rate than he has to this point this season, and maybe he can start heading towards a career year for himself.
Just to be clear, you said you can't put a date on anyone. It's going to be a while. You're talking about all three?
I'm talking about all three. Yep.
So your top line, while RV's been out, you've tried a lot of different people in there with Forsberg and Johansson. Is that kind of evidence that RV is such a unique guy and there's no one comparable who could be plugged in, that you kind of have mixed and matched?
Well, I hope that's not the ultimate case, but kudos to RV. I think we all know what he brings, and maybe he is the engine for that line that that drives it and opens up things. And again, there's no question in my mind in terms of our, I'd say our top two goal scorers, that would be Phillip and it would be Arvey. And when you have that kind of arsenal on one line, it allows somebody like Joey to kind of pick his target and to choose different targets all the time. So, you know, I'd like to tell you that we had somebody else that can score at that level, but they haven't proven that to this point. I guess, you know, in trying Kevin probably more than anybody else, he would be sort of the next man up here. And I think if you were to ask me to rate who I think are top goal scorers, I'd probably put Kevin as a third with all the potential that he has.
When you look at the Colorado Avalanche, I look at them and I think a lot about the fact that where they were last year, and there seems to be gradations, especially in pro sports, in terms of taking steps in the right direction. Very rarely, it does happen, and it seems to happen a little bit more often in hockey than other sports. The number eight can beat a number one. Obviously, you can grin because it's happened here, but when you look at the Avs and where they are right now, they're second to right behind you guys, right behind the Preds at 15-6 and getting the victory on Tuesday night. Did you see this coming last year? It looked like they had the makings. They were just young. They needed to actually get a few games in the postseason under their belt. It seems to me like they're going to be there for the long haul and that they took the right kind of step last year that you often see maybe an eight seed take.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you. I mean, I think we were on a real big high going into the playoffs last year with our regular season, winning the President's Trophy, and you know, Colorado was getting better in the second half of the season, and you know, just made it at the end to get into the playoffs. And everybody thought that, oh boy, this would be, you know, pretty one sided, but it wasn't. And again, in terms of my predictions or forecasts for the season, I had Colorado being one of the better teams in our division, and I think they are for real. I mean, they have the top line, I guess you could say maybe Boston with their top line, but I mean, you saw the other night, boy, we couldn't contain them. I mean, they got two goals, and they were the difference in the game. They're getting better goaltending this year. Their defense is maturing. They've got a lot of things that are in the right place, and they're, I think they're one of the youngest teams in the league right now, so there's not too much I don't like about Colorado for today and in the future.
Predators general manager David Poile with us. What do you think's up with Soros? Four or more goals in four of his last five. Can there be some degree of the league, I don't know if figuring him out is the right term? If so, is there a counter move from him? What's going on, you think?
Well, what's going on with him probably is, you know, when Pekka got hurt, he played all those games in a row, just like a number one goalie would play, and there was no disappointment with us at all. To me, that's really the hardest position in hockey, is to be the number two goalie and playing behind someone like Pekka that's playing the bulk of the games. I think we talked early in the season about, like, what is your game plan for the two goaltenders? And I probably answered it somewhat to say that Pekka is number one, Soros is number two, but, you know, trying to factor in a combination of Pekka's age and the idea that we will hopefully be successful, meaning we're going to make the playoffs and we're going to play lots of games in the playoffs. This is not just an 82-game schedule. This is like a 100-game schedule. And Soros needs to play more. He deserves to play more. And Pekka probably, to keep him fresh for the playoffs, probably needs to play a bit less. I think when it's all said and done, it's going to play out that way. But Soros had some tough starts. And again, the games, like the worst game that we played this year, in my estimation, was in St. Louis. And we, you know, the cliche is we kind of left him out to dry, which we did. We just was not a good game for us, and he just got shellacked. And the reverse is Pekka comes off the injury, and I think we all know he's playing just fantastic for us. So it's kind of a hard thing to make a change or to be fair right now with how good Pekka is playing. Our schedule is also, we're not playing back-to-back games, and we're playing a lot just every other day. It changes as we go on the season. So if you're asking me if I'm worried about Soros, the answer is no. I don't think they've figured him out, so to speak. I just think it's a combination of probably not enough opportunities and the games that we're playing that he's being put in. I, for all argument's sake, I don't think we've played our best hockey. So I'm very confident in Soros, and I hope that the coaches can sort of get a formula where whatever the ratio is that Soros gets his fair share of the games, because I know he's going to be a really good goalie.
What does it say about Pekka Rinne as a guy, as a player, as a professional, that you make the commitment to him and he's playing lights out? there are some people that go in the tank after they get their money, especially at his age. And he's out there playing as well as we've ever seen him play. That speaks to me to somebody that really gets it and really cares.
I totally agree. And again, the negotiations with him at training camp and until we got the deal done were just so different. You know, it's like you're talking, Pekka, you're the best, but you know, you are 36, 37, 38 when we signed this contract, and you know, age means that you know things can't be as good or what have you. I mean, you're kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth. All I know is that he wanted to be here. We made a deal. I mean, he may be better than he was last year. I mean, he's in a great place. He's calm. He's always been calm. He's a leader on our team. And, you know, with all due respect to UC and the relationship and all that, he still wants to play. I mean, he doesn't want to give his job away to anybody. And, I have to say right now, if we're choosing our MVP of the year, it has to be Pekka. So he's in great shape. I know as I get older, they always say, well, age is just a number. But right now, it really just is a number to Pekka because he's physically there. He's mentally there. He's mature. He knows he's going to be here for the rest of his career. All things are good in Pekka's life, and it's working well for the Predators.
You've got the Sabres coming to town on Monday. Quite a turnaround executed by former assistant here, Phil Housley. Tied for league's best record, 10 wins in a row. How's he masterminded that?
Much like the Colorado situation, you could see it coming. Is it a little bit faster than I thought and probably everybody else thought? I think so. They're also led by our former backup goalie, Carter Hutton, who's played just phenomenal this year. His first chance at being a number one, given the opportunity to be a number one goalie, and he is really playing above, I think, anybody's expectations. And you know, good for Carter. But again, like the Colorado story, a lot of really, really bad years, and where they ended up getting first or second pick, like a Jack Eichel and other deals like that. This year, the first pick in the draft, the defenseman Dahlin. So. You know, sometimes like Colorado and Buffalo, if you go that route, which I don't want to go that route, you got to be awful for a lot of years to, and again, it's, Phil has done a great job, but, you know, he's like the fourth or fifth coach they've had in the last 10 years, and it's like the third or fourth general manager. And that's, some of the growing pains that you have to go through to get to that point. So they like Colorado are certainly a team that is going to be tough to play against for now and for a lot of years to come.
David, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate you making time on a busy Thursday. Hopefully the team will get things done tonight, and hopefully Bridgestone outside is going to be fired up for this Red Kettle deal tonight. Looks like it's going to be fun.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.